A lot of moms have lost their identity in becoming a mom. But the question they normally ask me is, what's my purpose? But when they ask me what their purpose is, what I come to find out as I keep asking questions is that they don't know who they are. The real question they're asking me is, who am I? Who am I now? And oftentimes we mix purpose with identity, and they're two different things.
Hello, everybody. I'd like to welcome you to my podcast, Renew Motherhood. And this episode is The Unprofessional Mom. And I'd like to welcome my incredible guest, Denise Boyd. Please briefly introduce yourself. I'd like to hand it over to you.
Awesome. Thank you. So, hello, beautiful mama. So I do call myself the unprofessional mom. And I call myself that because I literally have an unorthodox way or a counterculture way of being a mom. So for me, I have a family that has dynamics that are kind of crazy. So I have, I'm 41, but I had my first child when I was 19. So she's 22 now. And I also have now married, and I have three younger kids that are 10, 7, and 6. So like I said before, the dynamics in my house are kind of crazy. And through all of that, I've had to literally find time for me, because for a while, I was just putting my kids first, and then my husband, and then me. And then it turns out that me putting them first gave myself and everyone else my worth. So I had to figure something out. And what I did was I just started looking within to see, okay, what is it within me that I desire? Because what I desire is valid. Just like people say your feelings are valid, what you desire is valid too. So I had to look at what I desired, because what I desired desired me. And once I started taking time for me, then I was able to truly show up for me and my family without anyone losing anything.
That's amazing. Yes, and that's great, because, yes, I think a lot of women can just relate to this, to say, okay, I have to serve my kids. I like to serve my husband. I like to do everything for everyone. And then what about me? Yes, sometimes feeling empty and, how can I do? How can I go further then? So it's important to really look at yourself and fill your cup with the energy and with everything. And I called this episode The Unprofessional Mom because it was your title. It was yours. And I think that a lot of women can just relate to this. And we might be professional in our job. We might be professional in sports, in hobbies, and so many fields, but actually motherhood and jumping into is completely different. So if you are a first-time mother, you have to deal with so many things that you haven't even known about. And you cannot help but to do mistakes, isn't it? So how have you come across your topic, the unprofessional mom, personally? Do you like to share anything else about this?
Well, the interesting thing for me was that a lot of people just felt like I was just amazing. They treated me as if I was a professional mom. And I thought to myself, I'm messing up all the time. Sometimes I holler at my kids. Sometimes I would spank my kids. And I mean, it's like, we have to be honest. If we're ever going to make it to new levels in our lives as ourselves or as moms, and I thought to myself, there's no way I'm professional. But for some reason, other people just looked at me and thought, wow, she's an amazing mom. And I thought to myself, I'm not. But what I do is I try to do my best every day, not just for myself, but for them. And it's interesting because oftentimes we think that we are here to help our kids. But in most cases, it's our kids that are here to help us. My kids help me see me for who I am. Oh, wow. And to me, it's an amazing thing.
Oh, wow, this sounds great. So can you give us an example? What have they done, or where could you recognize yourself?
Oh my gosh. Okay. So first off, our kids, whatever goes in our kids comes out. So whatever I do, or whatever my husband does, whatever we do around them, it actually comes out, and we're able to see ourselves in them. So one thing, for example, my 7-year-old now, when she was maybe about 4 or 5, she was supposed to be cleaning up her mess, and she decided she didn't want to clean it up. Instead, she decided can you just hug me, Mom? Can you hug me? And she asked me that because she knows that when she asked for a hug, that I would normally give her a big hug. And then normally after that, I would forget all about the mess. And then guess who's left to clean it? Me. And then I even thought about me in that situation. And I'm like, oh my gosh, sometimes there are times when I do things, and sometimes whether it's intentionally or unintentionally, it's probably subconscious where I would do something else to kind of get away from having to do what I know I should have done.
Wow. This is great. It's actually, it leads down to aware, to become aware of yourself, what you're doing, so you are able to reflect yourself by the behavior of your children. That's amazing. And I think this is so important. It's so crucial for every mother to really, and that's the point where I always say, okay, I like to embrace motherhood because it gives so much back. And it's a wonderful example. I love this. And becoming a mother, what would you say has helped you personally in the beginning? Because we all got these starting problems, I think, or a lot of us have. So many.
Oh, yeah.
But
so my, okay, so what helped me when I first became a mom was so interesting because my story is so different. So I used to be very timid, very shy. Anyone who knew me in the past, if they weren't like my aunts or anything like that, would have never thought that I would even be speaking here, you know, on this podcast or any place I've ever spoken. And when I was growing up, my mom was a teacher and I did not want to be a teacher because she would come home stressed. She would come home with work. I'm like, oh, bringing home work? Coming home stressed? I don't want to do that. And so I decided, because my dad said, well, go into nursing, you'll make good money. And I thought, okay, I'll make good money and I'll be able to help people. So I said, okay, I'll go into nursing. And went into nursing. And it's crazy because even though all I had to meet was a prerequisite my first semester, I failed with flying colors. And honestly, that's because I was running away from my gift of teaching. I knew I could do it, but I didn't want to because of the stress. And so after having my first child, what happened was someone encouraged me to go back and to go into education. And sure enough, when she said that after my child, I thought to myself, oh, wow, I have a child now. I don't have to work nights. I don't have to work weekends, no holidays. So I thought to myself, let me just become, let me go ahead and do this teaching thing. And so my daughter kind of gave me a guide to life because teaching apparently has been my gift this whole time. And even though I did in public education setting, now that I'm not in that setting, I'm still teaching. It's still a part of who I am.
Yes, that's great. So it's natural coming out of you. So with your first child, you got your topic to teach again. So you could step into this and start it. Yeah, so that's wonderful. So it's again, it's a connection between the children and your purpose, your life, and how to connect to them and into your own life or your path. As a family, as a mother, and it's beautiful. I think this is very interesting and can really encourage and inspire others. So being a coach, I would say a coach, or are you calling yourself a teacher?
Well, technically a coach or a mentor, but technically I teach.
Okay. So being a coach for mothers, what is the number one question that you get asked?
Oh my God. Honestly, a lot of moms have lost their identity in becoming a mom. But the question they normally ask me is, what's my purpose? But when they ask me what their purpose is, what I come to find out as I keep asking questions is that they don't know who they are. The real question they're asking me is, who am I? Who am I now? And oftentimes we mix purpose with identity, and they're two different things. That's why I always tell people, stop trying to find your purpose and find you. Because when you find you, your purpose will also be a part of that. It's just a part of what it is.
Oh, that's amazing. I love this. And yes, I can totally relate because you step into motherhood with not knowing anything. And yeah, and you get lost inside of this because everything that worked in the past doesn't work anymore, or it works differently, and you have to adjust things, and you don't know even if is this right? What I'm doing? Is this wrong? Who is helping me here out? Because everything comes from the inside, right?
That's the truth.
So you,
from in here.
Yes. And so you have to identify your inner being as a mom which is a complete new position. And even if you can see this from the outside and say, hey, there are mothers and you can see they have got children, you don't know how it feels and you can't help because you haven't been in this position before. So it's wonderful to say, okay, let's identify us first. And this helps us to find our path. Yes, what would you say that purpose is leading you to your path?
Honestly, my identity, who I am, is leading me there. And for example, I am a mom now, but a mom is not all that I am. Like once we figure out all that we are, like no one says, I am body. You're not your body. There's something within you that's you. So I really believe that finding yourself first will allow you to truly operate in that purpose with yourself, with your family, with whatever it is that you do in life. It's your guide.
It's your guide, yes. Have you found words for describing your what it means to be a mother?
Well, for me, I try not to necessarily describe what it means to be a mother and instead what it means to be you, because for everyone, motherhood looks different. We cannot box it up. We can't put it in a box. We can't put it in any kind of container. We have to decide what motherhood looks like for us. And oftentimes, I like to help moms figure that out for themselves because, like I always say, that so people will know what kind of fruit tree it is by the fruit that grows on it, right? And if the fruit, which are kids, are not doing very well, then that means there's something wrong with the tree. So oftentimes we have to decide what our tree is like. What is our tree like? Are we cultivating the tree the way we need to? And is that fruit growing the way it needs to? That's the way I like to look at it.
Yeah. So, okay. Now what comes in my mind is actually perhaps motherhood is the first time that you even think about yourself. Could this be?
No, yes. Possibly. But kind of, sort of, because for some people, they don't get to become natural moms. They get to become bonus moms of some sort, depending on whatever situation life gave them. So even in that situation, I guess they can, like the more, what you mean, just like you said, the more kids come into your life, the more you find you. Like I've had four kids, so I've gotten to learn myself four different times. and it's a continual thing, that's for sure.
Yes, yes. Well, yes, I have four kids too, so I can relate, absolutely. And each child is different and teaches you different things. And if you are able to let them develop their personality and don't say something like everything fits for all, so there is always something coming up, something new for you, and to learn something more about yourself and about your children too, actually. Well,
that's the truth. And the interesting thing, like a lot of people don't realize, is that as moms, we are not the same mom for each child. Regardless of how you try to be or want to be, we're not the same mom for each kid. It's impossible to be, especially when, so my dad used to always say, because he would watch our kids sometimes, especially because we didn't want to put them in daycare when they were younger. And he would watch them because my mom was actually working before she passed. And he would always, I don't know how he would do it, but they would just be perfect with him. They would do everything he says. And we would ask, well, how in the world do you do this? And he said, oh, I go to the school of, and he would name each kid. I go to the school of Skylar. I go to the school of Riley. I go to the school of Kinsley. And I thought, oh, my gosh, like learning your kids is the key to peace in your house, but also learning your kids.
That's great. Yes. That's great. Yes, I love this. Yeah. Do you like to share a winning story of one of your clients after working with you?
Oh my God. Okay, so yeah, so this person, she's older, but the beautiful part about her is that for one, she did have some struggles in life. Of course, I'm not gonna name them all, but some very deep struggles within her family that caused struggles within herself. And the biggest thing for her was that she had been hiding a lot of her gifts. She would kind of talk about it with her family and with her friends, but she would not let that gift truly come out of her. And one of the biggest things about her now is that she has a healthier relationship with her family. which is so beautiful, because having a healthy relationship with your family, to me, is the key to actually succeeding. And if it's not with your family, it could be with the family that you can help create. It doesn't have to be blood family as long as it's family. But now she's able to cultivate that relationship. And oh my gosh, she looks good now. Like, she looks different. She feels different. She's taking care of herself. And she actually recently published her very first book, which was actually a gift that was lying dormant in her.
This is great. So actually, yes, developing yourself as a person in the position as a mom and bringing out your gift. Someone is talking about the gifts, right? There are not so many people talking about this. So we always have, we have got our children and they have got their gifts. So we should at least, I think, become aware that we have got a part to develop them, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. I'm so glad you said that, because for my kids, I started noticing different things about them and their gifts, and not just their physical gifts, but the gifts that they have within themselves. And so when they were younger than they are now, I used to always tell them things like every day. I would say, Kinsley, your superpower is kindness. And then I would say, Riley, your superpower is that you're very reliable, because she is. And Skylar, your superpower is that you are sweet. And she actually has like soft hugs or like superpower hugs or something. They can just elevate anyone's mood at any time. And it's funny, because I kind of wanted to write a book about that, but our kids, they have superpowers, and whatever we say, they will start to believe, which is so funny, because my mom, she worked in the inner city school where we live, and the parents would often call their kids bad, and my mom used to always say, never call any kid bad, especially yours, but never call any kid bad, because they will become what you call them. And so I start calling my kids things that I see within them, especially anything that will enhance what their gifts are.
Well, I think everyone can apply this, to see something good inside of your own children and to talk about this. Not only to see it and to say, oh, yes, I know this is going good, or this is a wonderful, strong child or whatever, but tell them what do you see inside of them, so they can become aware of their superpower, right, and step into it, what you can see, and then become aware of their own superpower. They don't have to search for it anymore. So probably not, maybe there are other gifts that need to be developed too, but at least they have got one where they can go to. Yeah, I love this. Yes, and what would you say makes you personally unique? What is the strength you could develop, or a talent that you have been given?
Say that one more time.
You mentioned your teaching.
Oh, yeah. So that's one of my gifts. So I don't know how, but I have a way of helping people shift their perspective. One thing I like to do is help people, like whenever I try to explain anything, I try to explain it so that my six-year-old could understand. And oftentimes I hear people say a third grader, but no, I need my six-year-old to be able to understand what I'm saying. But one of my biggest gifts, if I'm honest, and this could be everyone's gift, is that in this world where I could be anything I want to be, I decide to be me. I'm everything that no one expects me to be, and I'm me. And me is the best thing that I could ever be for myself and for everyone else. So yeah, teaching is a part of that, but being me allows me to, in a way, that sparks curiosity, that changes perspective, and for a good reason and for a good way.
That's great. And you know what I can see now is, right, if you can see you as you, everyone else is able to see them as them. So because it's a reflection, then you spread out the me, and everyone who gets in contact with you says, okay, who am I? So this is wonderful. Yes, I love this. What a gift. Yes. If you haven't thought about taking care of yourself first, what can be a number one advice from you to get into taking care of yourself first?
Oh my God. So the world right now, what's trending right now is self-care, right? And self-care is fine. And yes, we have to do it. It's mandatory to take care of ourselves. But what we don't realize is that there are prerequisites to that. There are prerequisites to self-care. Like, for example, I used to love Coach Percy. And because I loved him, I took very good care of them. And the interesting part about that is that self-love is a prerequisite for self-care, meaning that this is the standard that needs to be met before you can truly dive into this other one. But then, if self-love needs to be there, what about some of us who don't love ourselves? Then what do we do? So there's another prerequisite. And that prerequisite is self-awareness. And self-awareness is where you're able to see yourself for who you are. And you get to know yourself. And the best way that I can tell anyone to do that is just like when I started dating my husband, or just like when you started dating whoever it is that you were dating, you got to know them. You dated them. And you should do that with yourself. Date yourself. Get to know you. It's funny because I have cards, and I have some right here on my desk, where I ask myself questions every day. I look at it, ask myself a question, and it helps me get to know me. And I even have some that I created that I ask my husband, or some that I ask my kids. And it just helps me get in tune with what I like, what I don't like.
Oh, that's great.
And I think it works.
Yeah, it's a wonderful advice for others to say, okay, just create some questions for yourself or for your family to let them ask them, to let them answer their own questions or the questions that you place, to become aware of yourself. Oh, this is a good advice. So everyone can start thinking about questioning yourself and questioning, yes, your family around yourself. So everyone is able to become aware of themselves more. Yes, I love this. What is your special offer for mothers? How do you help them? Well, you mentioned that you just help them to discover themselves. Is this a coaching, or do you have a program, or what are you doing? What's your
offer? So right now it's coaching. I am working on a program that I'm so excited about. I just want to make sure that I have enough in it that's going to help them. So what I'm doing is kind of reverse engineering my life, what I've gone through to get to where I am, and I'm going to create their program. But kind of right now what I'm doing, I am coaching people one-on-one. And with that, they're kind of getting the same thing that I'm going to put in that program, but they get to have it one-on-one.
Oh, yeah. That's good. So I think everyone gets the best if you get one-on-one.
Yes, that's the truth.
Because it's very
new. Offer a free hour.
Wow, that's great. So where can people find you and reach out to you?
So I do have a website called theunprofessionalmom.com. There you can hear a lot more about me. There's a video where you can be talking. I don't like it here. I'm going to be real no matter what, because I believe that being real is what helps us get more in tune with who we really are, being honest with ourselves. So yeah, they can find me at theunprofessionalmom.com, and there's some free resources in there, as well as access. Well, you can find my journal, which is one of my favorite journals, actually.
Yes.
The Grateful Mom Journal, one of my favorite journals, and they'll be able to also get a free hour with me.
Wow, wonderful. So this is so cool, and I think we can help here a lot of mothers to not only to listen, to be inspired, but also, yes, reach out to her, to Denise Boyd, and get a free lesson, get a free call, and let's see how it works to develop yourself. So wonderful to have you as a guest here on my podcast, Denise. I really enjoyed our little talk. And yes, for everyone else, stay tuned to my podcast, Renew Motherhood. Thank you very much, Denise, being my guest here.
It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, thank you. And stay tuned. Subscribe this channel. And yeah, let's see us in the next time.